Go ahead, Linda, on with your story.
Thanks, George. Well, Kathleen Martin, who is Betty Hill's niece, told me recently that Betty and Barney never wanted their UFO encounter to be made public. Her aunt, Betty Hill, was a social worker for the state of New Hampshire. Barney was employed by the Portsmouth, New Hampshire post office, but he was also very involved in the civil rights movement. He was a civil rights leader, and there is an archival collection about his political leadership at the University of New Hampshire in the Milne Special Collection Library. Betty and Barney Hill were invited guests at Lyndon B. Johnson's presidential inauguration. Betty and Barney were also involved with the Office of Economic Opportunity in founding the Rockingham County Community Action Program in New Hampshire, and Barney was the first executive director of that program. Kathleen told me that when a Boston Herald traveler reporter named John Luttrell first approached Betty and Barney in August of 1965 and wanted to interview them, they refused. And they had been living with all of this for nearly 5 years before any of this started to break. And when they realized that this reporter might go ahead anyway and do a newspaper article on them and their experience, they even contacted two separate lawyers to try to prevent this reporter from writing an article and publishing it. They were afraid it would have a negative impact on not only their reputations, but on their work in the community. They might even lose their jobs as a result of this, and Betty and Barney did not want public attention. But Luttrell did print their story in 5 parts, and Betty and Barney were so upset about errors that they finally agreed to work with John Fuller on the book that is now a classic entitled Interrupted Journey that was first published in 1966, 5 years after their encounter. And now let's continue with original 1964 hypnosis excerpts. And in this first one, you are going to hear Betty Hill laugh hard at the non-human.